What the United States wants is some kind of balance, and we support the fact that Vietnam is a player in the region, in the sub-region. And that's the way I believe the Secretary is going to be addressing the issue. It's not Vietnam and the United States against China at all. It is China and the United States have a relationship that is very, very important. And I don't think that's going to be disrupted.
Do you think that the United States is worried about a loss of influence in the region vis-a-vis China's stepped-up show of power, let's say, in the South China Sea?
Obviously, that's a factor that the United States has to take into account. But worry or be fearful? No, I don't think so. I think we're quite confident of the nature and scope of American influence and power in Southeast Asia. China should be part of the equation there.
Where does Vietnam fit in what seems to be a changing global picture and the picture in Asia?
I think perhaps global is a bit large. Certainly in Asia, Vietnam is a much more of a player now than it was 20 or 25 years ago. I think the United States supports that. Vietnam has already spent some time in the UN Security Council non-permanent member, and that proved to be a very useful experience for Vietnam.
Just one more question, and that deals with a U.S. concern over human rights violations in Vietnam. How do you view that?
It's obviously a concern, and it gets in the way of a really full relationship. We make our points of view very clear to the Vietnamese, and they make their points clear to us. At least we talk on this matter. That was not the case a number of years ago, and we don't shout at each other. So this is something where, in a sense, we agree to disagree very strongly. So it's an issue of concern, but it's I do not think it's going to derail the rapprochement between the United States and Vietnam, which taken as a whole is very positive.